The rule of thumb also applies to the stock market. When you get something for free, you may pay in other ways. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler today is expected to outline changes in what you might call the plumbing of Wall Street in ways that he hopes would help individual investors get better deals. This is according to multiple published reports. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
When you make a trade, you may go through a broker. Some are paid to send their orders to wholesalers who may not give you the best price. Dennis Kelleher of the investor advocacy group Better Markets says the SEC is thinking about creating auctions,
which should drive down the cost for retail investors and therefore give them the best price available.
But the plumbing of trading is complicated. And if you divert the flow of buy and sell orders, some small investors could get hurt. Jarrett Seberg with the investment bank Cowen says those deals between brokers and wholesalers pave the way for free trading.
If you start dismantling the system, it's not clear that you're going to be able to still provide free access to trading.
Investor advocates say at least with a commission, you know what you're paying up front. There's plenty of time for this debate. Any new rules would have to go through a long public process. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Talk about inflation. Last year, Forbes valued Denver's football team, the Broncos, at a little over $3.5 billion. Heirs to the Walmart fortune have now agreed to buy it for a reported $4.5 billion. It's the most ever paid for a sports franchise anywhere on this earth. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
The Denver Broncos were last purchased in 1984 for $78 million, according to Forbes. That's about $220 million in today's dollars. So why would a consortium headed by heirs to the Walmart fortune spend more than $4.5 billion to purchase the Broncos? Well, NFL teams make a lot of money, not just from ticket sales, but also TV broadcasts. Last year, the league and its 32 teams inked deals with multiple broadcasters and the streaming service run by Amazon. In total, the agreements are worth $113 billion over 11 seasons. Those deals kick in next year and are forecast to nearly double the NFL's media revenue per season. The new ownership group that would run the Broncos is expected to include businesswoman Melody Hobson, who is black. Currently, only two NFL teams include minority owners with controlling stakes. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Things are mixed to start here. The Dow is down 76 points, 0.2%. The S&P is down 0.1%. The NASDAQ is up 0.2%. And an interesting number of percentage. On May 19th, we did an interview here with the CEO of the Port of Los Angeles, who was seeing loads of cargo coming in from Asia unabated. Well, cargo's abating now. The supply chain data firm FreightWaves finds that since around the time that interview aired, inbound cargo containers to all U.S. ports combined have dropped by 36% in less than 3 weeks. This is a sign consumers are returning to pre-pandemic patterns of buying and that central bank efforts to cool off inflation by slowing the economy are having an effect.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get the economic pulse checkups from diverse perspectives. Here in Pride Month, companies are taking June to show support for LGBTQ plus rights. This at a moment when some state legislatures are on pace to consider a record number of bills seen as hostile to LGBTQ people. Andrew Eisen is founder and president of the marketing and communications agency Winmark Concepts, which has done a lot of work in this area. Mr. Eisen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
The political situation is changing, and you are seeing examples where firms, where companies are recognizing that and changing their posture in a way that is more active.
That's correct. I think that what's happening is that companies have realized, you know, particularly with the LGBTQ segment, that they have to now speak in a solid voice. It's about a company's values. Previously, it was about profit. And very frankly, their consumers and their employees and their shareholders want to see a company that believes in diversity, equity, and inclusiveness.
And that can show it, you know, with data, that this is actually what they're doing, that isn't just a goal.
Oh, certainly. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are quantifiable. There are studies throughout the United States and throughout the world that show that commitment to equality is directly correlative to a company's bottom line.
Now, when a company gets punished for taking a stand, let's say by the state of Florida for being an ally, it could persuade other firms to keep their heads down, a theoretical risk. But are you seeing the effects of that with other companies in actual practice?
Companies are no longer able to straddle a fine line. Investing in one side with hostile intent, well, frankly, seeking to profit from the other side begs the question of whether a company lacks values entirely. You talk about punishment. There is no punishment per se. There are short-term actions and reactions, but in the long term, prescient companies will value their shareholders, their stakeholders, and they will demonstrate that. And in the end, their value-based business practices will win, and it will translate directly to their bottom line.
All right, I've been framing this in terms of external communications with external stakeholders, but companies have their own employees, and those employees have power, and companies have to recognize that.
Companies cannot succeed today if their employees, both existing and the ones they're trying to recruit, don't share the equality and equity that these people demand. Gen Xers and millennials want to work for companies who demand equality from their corporate management at all levels. And it's not just hiring, it's retaining. And that's a challenge that companies are facing across the board, and I hear it from everyone.
Marketing and communications expert Andrew Eisen is founder of Winmark Concepts. Mr. Eisen, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
The 10-year interest rate is above 3% this morning, 3.02. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.